This is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown. The United States says North Korea has again provided Russia advanced weaponry for the war in Ukraine. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani reports.
National Security Council spokesman John Kirby says intelligence officials believe Kim Jong-un supplied Vladimir Putin with ballistic missiles and Russian forces fired some into Ukraine.
This is a significant and concerning escalation in the DPRK's support for Russia.
At the same time, Kirby says Russia still tried to get close-range ballistic missiles from Iran, and partnerships like that must spur Congress to approve more aid for Ukraine.
Iran and the DPRK are standing with Russia. Ukrainians deserve to know that the American people and this government will continue to stand with them.
Sagar Magani at the White House.
The U.S. military carried out a retaliatory strike in Baghdad on Thursday that killed a militia leader it blames for recent attacks on U.S. personnel. Here now from Major General Pat Ryder.
And finally, I can confirm that on January 4 at approximately 12 p.m. Iraq time, U.S. forces took necessary and proportionate action against Mushtaq Jawad Kazim al-Jawari, a.k.a. Abu Taqwa, who is a Harakat al-Najuba leader. Abu Taqwa was actively involved in planning and carrying out attacks against American personnel.
Police and militia sources said the rockets hit a vehicle inside Nujababa's headquarters and killed four people, including a local group commander and one of his aides. The U.S. military has come under attack at least 100 times in Iraq and Syria since the Israel-Hamas war began in October, usually with a mix of rockets and one-way attack drones. For more news, please join us at our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News. North Korea fired more than 200 artillery shells near two South Korean islands on Friday, prompting evacuation orders for their residents, according to Seoul's defense ministry and local officials. The live firing follows repeated warnings from Kim Jong-un's regime in Pyongyang that it is prepared for war against South Korea and its U.S. ally. AP correspondent Karen Chamas now reports on attacks on ships in the Red Sea.
U.S. Deputy Ambassador Christopher Liu told an emergency Security Council meeting that the Houthis have carried out more than 20 attacks since November the 19th.
It is vital that the Council speak and speak now.
Liu also told the U.N. Security Council,
we also know that Iran has been deeply involved in planning operations against commercial vessels in the Red Sea.
Earlier in the day, a spokesman for the Houthi rebels, Yahya Sari, warned the U.S. or any other party against taking any measure to secure commercial ships going to Israel. The Yemeni armed forces confirmed that any American aggression will not go unanswered or unpunished. I'm Karen Chamas.
The latest school shooting here in the U.S. in Perry, Iowa, near the capital, Des Moines, took place on Thursday. We get more from the AP's Ed Donahue.
The call came in just before the start of school.
We got an active shooter situation at Perry High School. We need general.
A sixth grader was shot and killed. Mitch Mortvet with the Iowa Division of Criminal Investigation identified the gunman as a 17-year-old student, Dylan Butler.
Butler was armed with a pump-action shotgun and a small-caliber handgun. Butler also made a number of social media posts in and around the time of the shooting.
He later died of what investigators believe was a self-inflicted gunshot wound. Friends like Yesenia Roder Hall describe Butler as a good person.
He got tired of the bullying. He got tired of the harassment. Was it a smart idea to shoot up the school? No. God, no. And I am mad at him for that.
Among those shot was the principal of Perry High School. I'm Ed Donahue.
Sudanese paramilitary leader General Mohamed Dagalo says he is committed to a ceasefire to end the devastating war that has wrecked his country. But fighting continues as there has been no progress on proposed peace talks between Dagalo and the Sudan military chief General Abdel Fattah Burhan. In other news, the United States said Thursday that it expects the upcoming national elections in Pakistan to be conducted in a manner that is both free and fair and follows the country's laws. A spokesperson for the State Department said it's not for the U.S. to dictate that Pakistan the exact specifics of how it conducts its elections. For more news, please join us at our website, voanews.com, or the VOA mobile app. I'm Michael Brown, VOA News.